Good morning, Keith. How are you, mate?
Fabulous. Thank you, Dave. Yourself?
Very good indeed. Well, 1994, and a bunch of mates in Mackay decide that they want to do something. Put fish into Yungala Dam, and that's how MAFSA formed, eh?
That's how it all started, Dave. Yeah, when I first came to Mackay, I thought, oh, look at all this fresh water. So I managed to convince four other lunatics to come along with this lunatic and form a fish stocking association.
Tell us about where MAFSA is today.
For a start, there's over 3 million more fish in the waters here than what there used to be when MAFSA started. And at the moment, we are going through a transition phase. As you know, Dave, I'm leaving Mackay. Ann and I are leaving to be closer to our kids.
Yep.
So that'll mean new ideas, possibly new directions. The best part about it, though, the last sort of 6 to 12 months, we have been getting a lot of new members, and they are younger people, which is fantastic because they have more energy than us old fellas. So you've got to have new ideas, regeneration of the organisation and so forth. Same in any club or organisation.
Keith, you think about this amazing area we live in, and we spoke about this the other night at the presentation of your good self, and whether you're going out past the reef or inshore waters, our wonderful rivers and creek systems, and then, of course, our empowerments. There's four in this easy driving area, including Peter Faust Dam and Kinchin, Teembra and Yungala. We're blessed, aren't we?
Oh, Dave, you know, like, I really wonder whether a lot of people who live in Mackay just really appreciate how fortunate we are to have all this on our doorstep. Our waters are in extremely good condition, and we have brilliant fishing. What more could you ask for?
I've banged on about this since we first started talking, and still a lot of people don't get it. If you caught a fish in one of our empowerments, it's been put there because barra don't breed in empowerments. You also have the amazing Sooty Grunter. 3 million fish is astounding.
It is, Dave. And here's some news hot off the press.
Yep.
We have just been notified of a barramundi caught at the mouth of the Pioneer River, which was over a metre in length. And it was one of the finglings that we let go above Dumbleton Weir in 2018.
Isn't that brilliant?
It's grown to over a metre in 3 years. So that is just fantastic news.
Lastly, and I guess you're speaking on behalf of all those people who put all this time in here, the thing for you that really just sticks in your brain is that it comes back to family. And you were there when your kids caught their first.
To see Lachlan and Katie catch their first ever sooty grunter, their first ever barramundi, their first fish on lures, and see the absolute joy on their face was just, like, it's what being a parent is all about, or should be all about, is to be able to enjoy your kids and just share in their achievements and be proud of them.
Good on you, Keith. Thanks for joining us on the program this morning.
Thank you, Dave. Cheers, mate.